Dictation for Nancy Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S. February 2344, addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, an urgent consultation for Mrs. Barrow, who has advanced renal failure, comes accompanied to the office with husband Mark. She developed coronavirus late October, early November 2021, received monoclonal antibody. She was not vaccinated, although husband was. Since then, she has not been feeling well. She has prior bariatric surgery, lost altogether 100 pounds, with the lower weight around 115. This was 2005. Ruin why? Since then, the new gaining weight was around 128 stable, with this coronavirus and post symptoms down to 119. Appetite was poor. There has been no vomiting, no dysphagia. There is a right-sided growing mass, which apparently is a hernia. Plans for repair once these kidney abnormalities are resolved. She normally has problems of loose stools. At the time of coronavirus, she was constipated. There was no blood melanoma. She does have also iron deficiency anemia. He's supposed to see Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Just started taking iron replacement. Was not for a long period of time. Was not feeling well at all. Weakness. Her frequency, urgency, nocturia decreased over this period of time. There has been no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She has some degree of incontinence. Denies a lower extremity edema. No numbness, tingling, burning. No claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes. Just feeling weak without any focal deficit. There has been more frequent lightheadedness. No recent falling episode. Denies chest pain palpitations. There is no gross dyspnea or cough sputum production, no oxygen or inhalers. She has chronic sleep apnea on CPAP machine. She is consistent about using it. Used to take blood pressure medicines back in 2005 or earlier, before bariatric surgery. Has not required any treatment since, although blood pressure now is running high. She was not aware of any prior kidney abnormalities. Next paragraph, the past medical history for morbid obesity. Bariatric surgery ruined white. 100-pound weight loss. Lowest weight, 115. New steady state, 128 before these events. Sleep apnea on treatment. Prior hypertension off medication since bariatric surgery. Denies diabetes. Husband says that there has been episodes of losing consciousness. One of them evaluated, thought to be related to a TIA. No permanent sequela, although there has been few other episodes since. He thinks that after eating like oranges, cakes, he goes into this question low glucose, but it has not been documented. She improved mental status by eating peanut butter. Denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies seizures. Besides the TIA, no stroke. No coronary artery disease or heart problems. No arrhythmia, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or heart murmurs. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. No liver disease. No hepatitis. No kidney stones. No pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgery for bariatric surgery ruined white. after the weight loss, they have to do skin plasty to remove the excess amount of skin on the arms, a breast implant, bilateral lens implant for cataracts, tonsils, adenoids, recent EGD for the gastric pouch without malignancy, prior colonoscopy, most recent one a month ago negative. Next paragraph, no allergies, but she avoids anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she smoked for about 20 years, one pack per day, discontinued 1981. Used to drink very occasionally, present in none. Next paragraph, a nephew renal failure, renal transplant because of drug abuse. Next paragraph, she has 4 children, 3 boys, 1 daughter, no kidney disease, but ulcerative colitis. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, medications, a number of eye drops. On thyroid replacement, aspirin, Prilosec that she just started 1 or 2 months ago, vitamin D, calcium and vitamin D, B12, and Claritin as needed, just started on iron pills. Next paragraph, present weight, 125, 59 inches tall. She is in no respiratory distress. She's able to provide the full history, complemented by husband, alert orientation 3, attentive, normal eye movements, no nystagmus, blood pressure 176/80 on the right, 180/80 on the left, no palpable neck masses, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD. I don't hear any localized RALS, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, breast implant bilateral, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses, no tenderness, some discomfort on the right groin, some fullness, that probably goes with the hernia. She was also tender on the left side, although no masses, no gross peripheral edema, no joint deformity, there is pallor of the skin, no clabbing or cyanosis, good dorsal pedis pulses, good capillary refill, and no gross neurological problems. Next paragraph, baseline creatinine up to November last year was 0.8. In February this year went up to 3.2 for a GFR of 14. And now in April, creatinine is 2.6 for a GFR of 18. So 3.2 GFR of 14.14, and now in April, creatinine 2.6 for a GFR of 18.18. There is a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, anemia of 8, MCV 98, normal white blood cell platelets. I do not see a sample of urine. There has been a high vitamin D 25 level at 95, PTH normal at 54, normal B12, elevated vitamin A, normal up to 78, more than 100, uric acid at 7.3, normal magnesium, lipid profile not elevated, normal folic acid, low ferritin at 58, saturation 26%, stool for blood was negative. Reticulocyte count low at 1.2%. There is a kidney ultrasound, 8.5 on the right, 9.1 on the left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. The results of the pathology for the biopsy of the stomach pouch. on the rice growing November last year. They reported a mass on the inguinal area, complex vascular. However, the CAT scan of pelvis shows that this is a hernia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute, subacute renal failure, at least over the last 2 months. Minor associated symptoms. However, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. There is bilateral small kidneys without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. I do not have a urine sample to assess if there is any activity for blood protein cells to suggest vasculitis, glomerulonephritis, or interstitial nephritis. Next number, new onset of hypertension, which likely is related to advanced renal failure. She was very strong about blood pressure being completely normal for her follow-ups for bariatric surgery in a yearly basis and with you for many years. So the direction goes from kidneys causing hypertension, not the other way around in her case. At the same time, if it's going to require treatment, we're going to start Norvas 5 milligrams. We discuss about low sodium. Next number, bariatric surgery, Roux-en-Y. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, which is a new problem, likely represented the coronavirus and associated symptoms, no documented bleeding. She's already predisposed to iron deficiency because of that surgery. Agree with iron replacement. However, anemia also likely represents advanced renal failure, potential EPO treatment once iron is being replaced. Might need to use intravenous iron because of bariatric surgery. I'm going to test it for monoclonal protein for plasma cell disorder, although I do not see any evidence for albumin or calcium abnormalities. Next paragraph, comments. We have a long discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure. Etiology to be determined. Concerned about progression and requiring dialysis. Repeat chemistries. Update during analysis. We will do some serology for glomerulonephritis vasculitis. We discuss potential renal biopsy, depending of urine analysis. We discuss about the anemia, the iron deficiency. She already is avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. The treatment for hypertension. We will see her back with results on the next 2 weeks. She's going to keep checking blood pressure at home. Progressively, we are going to bring it down to less than 140 systolic. End of dictation.